starting the tour here. Simon Resh Mem Beis Sif Yud Beis. So the tour here comments, right, for us with Talmud, page Tafresh Beis I have. In mind, at least. Yud Beis Aleph there. It says, Vasil Talmud Liros Sachin Litzor Shkita. This is what that gentleman that has been here the last couple of times, so what he was talking about. It's prohibited for a student to look at the knife, Litzor Shkita, for purpose of Shkita, in front of his rabbi. Shanir Kenotel Srara Befanav. So it looks as if he is taking away the Srara from him. Of Halitzor Hatzma, but for himself, on his own, Shirotza Lishkot Bo Yachul Liros Befanav. Then he would be allowed to.
About what does Srara mean?
Srara is like, rule it like authority, yeah. Authority is the right word. So it looks like you're removing the authority. So apparently this was like the minhag. This was the minhag that all the sheikhim would bring their knives to the rabbi. The rabbi would check the knives, and that was a way of kind of his maintaining his control.
Whatever minhag of, they would like nick the knife on purpose just to show their authority. Because I remember I won't say where you're from, but just sort of like make it so they have to go back and sharpen it again. So I didn't make sense to me when I heard it. I have to
There's all these legends out, you know, we passel the Erev once a year to make everyone, you know, there's things to do like that, but I don't think we do most of those things in Manazah anymore. Aval sharkol hora, afilu letzarcho asur lahoros b'fanav, but other types of hora, even letzarcho, even for his own need, it's asur to paskin in front of him. So this is how to draw this line becomes problematic. So what are we talking about here? So if you look at the Beis Yosef comments, the issue with the knife comes from that Gemara. The Gemara itself talks about looking at the knives, but then right in the middle there says Masha Kasav al Sharkol Hora Filut Sarko Asul Horas Bufanov. So where does he get that? Right, you see the Beis Yosef. It's like right in the middle of the skinny line area there. So it says Kain Kasav Harash. I have his in Bnei Beiso Shel Talmud Hutzruchu Lahora. That if the, let's say the Talmud, right, it's not the rabbi, the student, but who in theory could be passing halacha, but isn't because of kavanah rav, right? But now his wife's got a shiloh with her, spilled a little bit of milk into her chicken soup for Shabbos, right? So she asks her husband, "No, you know what do I do about this chicken soup?" So hutzuchu laro, so shalulo, and asks him, "So ikal sukis?" Then I have a suffix, ishari midi dahavi aha da amar v'tzur mirabanan chazi lenafshe. That really he is able to do it. Maybe this idea that he's allowed to check his own knife, that's only with regards to the knives, because that's the idea of kavod. He'd be mechel, meaning the kavod, he's being mochel on his kavod with regards to the knives. He's not going to make the rabbis, the real scholars, the one who knows what they're doing, come to him. But if it is something that is a thing that is iser v'heter, if it's something that is real psak din, he would not even be able to paskin for himself makom rabo behadeya notel iser. And the rush is saying, I lean that it's usher to not even paskin shilas for yourself, which is a interesting thing. I'm not sure where to.
Bad knife, it's pricked now. So why isn't that iser v'heter? Sorry to be.
No. Well, if the knife, it sounds like it was sort of like a formality, that it was a ceremonial thing to bring the knives. And I'm not sure when this. I think there's this idea continued to exist until fairly, relatively recently compared to the Gemara, that the Rav Ha'ir, sort of in the beginning, would inspect the knives, and that was like one of the first things he did when he became the Rav of the city, those kinds of things. But that was sort of a ceremonial thing. But in terms of a psak din, so a psak is a psak. So maybe the rush seems to lean and say that it's not, it shouldn't be done. Meisos, who continues on and quotes the Rif and the Ram, Hishmitu had the Asur Lemeisos Chachina Kami Rabbi. It seems that they don't even mention this whole issue with the knives. Mishum de in the lo nagul harosachim lechachim shechachamim malchus al kavodim bizeis. Probably because nowadays the minhag is not to do it anymore. Remember, they're in a different part of the world, the Rif and the Rambam. That apparently that minhag didn't exist. Vegam Rabbeinu min hadin havli lahashmitov, and it seems like that Rabbeinu, meaning the Torah, could have left it out. He only wrote it to sort of, I guess, include it. But other types of ra would be aser lomar daf. That with regards to the knife, that he'd be able to do, that would be permissible. But other types of hora would then be prohibited. That seems to be the claim that the Beis Yosef is coming down with. So
if you spill like milk into meat.
Yeah, so we get into this question that I haven't really gotten to a great resolution of, is what is a psak and what is a hora and what is just a fact of life, right? Do I have to paskin that it's been 6 hours since I ate meat last? Do I have to go to the rabbi to ask? I finished eating at 3 o'clock. Is it? Can I eat milk now?
Well, you're the rabbi, but those of us that are not rabbis, in our own homes, we're constantly trying.
Right. No, of course.
Decisions. So,
they never send all those books back to Art Scroll and Feldheim.
Yeah, and that too.
All those halacha books.
Yeah. Right, and that too. I don't know what to. I don't know how to draw the. I mean, that's going to be a major distinction, right? That, well, it's not necessarily a psak if this or that, etc. Mm-hmm. But something that really is a psak.
I'm saying that the psak, if it's a simple psak that everybody knows, then we don't have to worry about it. That's what I thought we said.
If
a drop of milk falls into a gallon of chicken soup,
correct.
So you don't need that to be considered a shiloh.
Okay.
I thought that's what we said last
time. Yeah, but okay. So where is the line drawn? I dropped milk into a pot that was in the. At some point, it starts getting a little more confusing.
Yeah, maybe it fell onto the meatball or the.
That too, right? Right.
And then if you came to your local rabbi, just
gotta go remember those. And that's only in the realm of kashrus. What about in the realm of hilchos nida? I mean, where does that fall in on these? I don't know. I have trouble translating this. How to do Zman, especially now Zman Hazeh, they have all these Shaila hotlines that you can call with certain types of things. So where does that fit into this to this mix? Not really. I don't have much to say beyond what's talked about here on the page. Okay, so that is the beginning of Yud Beis. So we can continue on the left side of your page. You would have the continuation of Yud Beis here as well as Yud Daled. So. The tour comments, he says, and I guess we could do the tour first. Kasav Rambam, v'lo kol mi shemis rabba mutar leishiv v'l'haros, elim kein hu talmud shegiel l'ra. Not everybody whose rabbi has died can he just start passing shaylas. He needs to actually be able to be passing. He needs to have the skills. V'chol talmud shelo yegiel l'ra, umora, and somebody who doesn't have the skills, and he passes anyways, hareza shota, rasha, v'gam the gasruach, that he's considered a fool, and he's considered evil, and he's considered arrogant. But I love them, or with regards to him, it says, ki rabim chalim hefilin, that he'll cause many, that's a pasuk in Mishlei that the Gemara talks about, that many in his vicinity will fall. However, v'chol chacham shegiel lo raveinu mar, but if he has reached the ability to pass and he doesn't, hareze munea Torah, he's holding back Torah, v'nosin yichsholos lefnei ha'orim, and he's placing stumbling blocks in front of the...
Ivrim.
Oh, Ivrim, in front of the blind. V'alav ne'mar batzumum kol harugah. And with regards to him, he has concealed, or he has closed up, and caused those to die. I mean, by his closing his mouth, he has caused those to die. Okay, it continues on with that idea. But that's really coming out of a Gemara in Avodah Zarah. I believe it also appears in the Masechta Sota, but the Beis Yosef quotes it from Avodah Zarah, which appears in the Beis Yosef on the previous page, and he sort of spells that out phrase by phrase. So it's important Gemara to see. The Gemara tells us back on the previous page, the Beis Yosef, it says Yud Gimel, Yud Dalet Beis, Lamed Aleph Beis, right, the big left column over here. So he says, right, Besof Perek Kamed Avodah Zarah, Amar Rabbi Abba, Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav, what does the pasuk mean? Ki rabim chalim hifila. What does the pasuk mean that many in the vicinity will be fallen? So zet talmud shelo higia l'ra umora. That's a talmud that hasn't reached the ability to paskin, and paskins anyways. Vatsumim kol harogei, and is mighty. Literally means mighty over all of those that were killed. So zet talmud shegia l'ra ve'in umora. That's referring to a talmud that has reached Torah and doesn't. So Rashi explains what this is talking about. Hifila. Tehillah, Lashon Nefel, Shalom Malu Yamav, that he hasn't filled his days. Kolomer Talmud Shalom Malu Yamav, Rabim Chalalav, that the Talmud that hasn't reached his days, he will cause Chalalim, he will cause problems, he will cause problems in his area. Vatsumim, and Vatsum is from Hamisatsmim, those that are closed, the Maharishim, and quiet, Misapkim, Horgin as Doran, Vatsumim Lashon of Otsamenov. So they, I think they will cause death by their silence. That's how that's being spelled out. So Vidad, the Gemara then comes and comments Allah on that, the high memra of Ad Kama Ad Vad Kama. So until when do you have to wait? I mean, when, how old does one have to be until they are Higil Ra? The Gemara says, Ad Arbaim Shanin, until you're 40 years old. So that's a bit of a problem for me. Until you're 40 years old. So the Gemara then asks our Baha Rava Ori, but Rava Paskin, Rava, and Rava died when he was 40, I think the Gemara tells us. So Bishavin, that, well, yeah, there's no one else. Oh, okay. So there's no, I think, well, Bishavin is a little hard to understand what that means, but Rashi says Viad Kama, meaning how old? Adar Baim Shanin, until 40 years from when he was born. Baha Rava Ori, but Rava V'chol Yama V'lo Hayu El Ar Baim Shanin, meaning he only lived to be 40 years old, as the Gemara Rosh Hashanah tells us. Hasam Bishavin, Kishain Be'iro Gadol Mimen. There's no one in his town that was greater than him. Of course, who else lived in Rava's town?
Abaye.
Abaye, right. So, okay, I'm not sure who was older, though. So, fine. So that's, Ron gives the chat, but fine. So that's number one. Important to Paskin Childs if you can, and to not Paskin Childs if you don't. And when is the age to do it? So the Gemara has put something about 40, some ideal of about 40 years old. Now, they gave a shiur a couple of years ago about 40 years old to learn Kabbalah, and like 40 is a number that's out there, not always to be taken literally. It's sort of like a number, but anyways, the Gemara does say you need to be 40 years old. So the Beis Yosef is bothered that the Rif and Rambam don't talk about that number. So the Efshar, actually, it's over this.
What we're reading now.
This point. One second. I'm just finding that. Oh, actually, above where it says the Efshar. Let's just read the Rana for. It's about four lines from where we were. It says V'timhini mi'a Rambam, and I have a question on the Rambam. Shekasvo lezu v'perek hamish mihilchus tamat Torah. That in his Hilchus tamat Torah he mentions this din. V'lo chilek bein arba'in lepachos mihani. He doesn't make any distinction about being 40 years old or less. Uvein shavin or equal. Uvein shavin when there's no one that's his equal. L'shiyish gadlu mimen or when there's someone greater than him. V'chein yesh l'tmoa al harif. Shelo kasa v'hilchus av. The Rif doesn't include this either. V'harava ori hasam b'shavin akan l'shona. So kolomar sheharif kasav ad kama ad arbaim shanin v'hishmit had the parach. Right, the Rif actually mentions this. How long do you have to wait until you're 40 years old? But what does he leave out? He leaves out the question about what about Rava? And the answer, well, Rava, there was no one else. So he leaves that whole thing out. He, according to the Rif, it sounds like you have to be 40. Right, v'harava ori b'shani hasam b'shavin v'aramam lo kasav lo zevelo v'lo oso v'al shnei and tema. Right, he doesn't talk about either one, and we have a question on both of them. So his pshat is, the Beis Yosef's pshat is, v'efshar, sh'arif v'arambam mefarshim, that they're explaining that kama ahigia lahora kai, at kama rishai la'akiv atzmo milohoros. I mean, they're learning the opposite. The way we learned it, the pshat that we gave was, how long do you have to wait? You have to wait until you're 40. Maybe they're learning it as, that how long can you hold yourself back from paskening? V'kar dad arbaim shana rishai la'akiv. U'misham be'elch, from them and onwards, einu rishai. You can't. U'parach v'ha rava ori Kodem Arbaim Shana, but yet Rava did it, and Rava did it not necessarily that it would be Usser, but like, why wouldn't he hold himself back? And where his answer is, well, why wouldn't he go ahead and do the Midas Chassidus? Plus, he didn't have the ability to. That was the way he explained. And the answer, Bishavin, Klomer, that there was nobody else to do it. And the Rif who wrote, V'arif kasav ad kama, ad arbaim shanim, until 40 years, lomer da'ad osuzman hu rishai la'akiv atzim, ilhoros v'yosu mikan lo, and from then on, he can't, v'lo chash lichtuf had the Rav ori, because it didn't bother him, right? V'kim lo v'shav mishim d'viz chasidus, the same answer. And then he concludes at the end here, about six lines from the bottom, he says, V'arambam lefi shebedoro rabo hakotzin lahoros kodem zman. Perhaps the Rambam had an issue because in his generation there are many who tried to paskin before the time. Kosha kara lehim teger, and he wanted to like call him out. Lo hutzur klichtov ad kama rishay la'akiv atzman lahoros. He didn't want to write until when can a person hold himself back from paskin mishigil lahora. The halvai shelo yakdim lahoros kol mishigil lahora. Was halvai that they wouldn't. I mean, he didn't want them to paskin. He didn't want to encourage it. Kol shekin shelo yisakdim lahoros achashiyagiu. Certainly, they shouldn't. They shouldn't hold themselves back from passing after they reach the time. Inam yishum de bizman doro rabo hakosim lahoros kodem zmanu. Many passing before their time yishigia lahoros. Eno rishai laakiv aspen klamil lahoros. And if they didn't want to hold themselves back at all from passing, pin yikte menu mishalo higia lahora. Lest they will preempt them. Meaning he's suggesting that maybe there are sociological reasons bein lachumra bein lakula as to why the Rambam would sort of be a little hazy about it, about this idea.
So, could you describe those sociological?
Either that there are people who were holding back from paskening and weren't doing it, or that
supposed to paskin.
Yeah, or he, and if he didn't want to talk about this midas chasidus about waiting until you're 40, like implying that there was such a thing, or he wanted to sort of make it clear that those that aren't able to could. I mean, he doesn't want to put in the exceptions to the rule or say that if there's nobody else you can do it earlier, etc. He didn't want to include that because he was trying to keep people back from passing the light. That's his suggestion here at the end. Now while we're in the back here,
you have to be able to tell whether you're ready, which isn't so easy.
Yeah.
Most people are objective about themselves.
Well, nowadays it's only if you pass the machinos, right?
Yeah,
but I would, the Darkei Moshe here, let's get into Darkei Moshe in a second, but the other thing is that the Rambam he's writing this book for all time that everybody will know, etc. To start claiming sociological reasons that would be suspicious, that would be specific to the time of the Rambam, where input in the Mishnah Torah is an interesting theory to go ahead and do that. But that's what the Beis Yosef seems to suggest. Okay. While we're here, I'll just quote the Darkei Moshe as well. The Darkei Moshe then adds in, I'm not sure why he's putting it specifically here, but from the Tshuva Sarasha, Mashma, the im shasa revius yayin al yora, that if you've drunk a revius of wine, you can't pass it. Ve'eno aser kol oso yom, rak biyom tov amin. But now, there is a Gemara, which he doesn't quote, that appears in Maseches Krisos, I think in Beitza as well, that talks about one of the Amoraim, I think Rav Papa, one of the prominent Amoraim, that on Yontif he wouldn't paskin, he would tell his No, not Talmidim, the guy who, his microphone, like he had a loudspeaker that he would work with. So he wouldn't have the loudspeaker, he would tell the loudspeaker not to speak loudly on Yontif. Plus he would have a drink, and so what is that? But the implication, plus he'd have a drink, and he didn't want to paskin that day. So the implication of that, however, is that, like, all day, that he didn't wait to you could say, I'm not going to do it now for a little bit, and later on I'll feel better. But it seems to imply he took the entire day off for that reason. So he says, so we don't ask her the entire day, though. As only mentioned on Yontif, on Yontif they increase the food and the drink. However, he already thought about it, whether to be matir, whether to aser it, then it would be mutter to paskin. Meaning, if someone comes, you already thought about it, you have the psak, but the guy's not there. So you have your drink, and then the guy shows up afterwards, so then you could think lucidly enough, assuming you remember, but you could say, oh yeah, I thought about your shayla, you're allowed to go back on that. It's just the research and the paskin now that would be problematic. However, then he'd be allowed to paskin that din. So here we have this idea as well, that it's mevura beposkim. We had this idea last week as well, that things aren't considered a psak if it's already out there in print. So again, a lot of people claim how that fits in with a psak and not a psak, it's hard to tell the difference. Then he quotes Zofa the Mishumas Adeshen, because of how the Shasta reveals Yayin al which is why this Mishumas Adeshen probably would be why it wouldn't really apply Bizman as that. The fact that you drink a reveals of wine, al Yorah, that you shouldn't pass in Hayin Dafka Bienus Shalahen, it's only in the old days their wines, Shahayu Chazakim, which are very strong, about Bienus Shalanu, our wines, Shainu Chazakim, that aren't very strong, Kolkach, Eno Asulahoros Kishalos Shasta Rach Revias, about Pshita Deim Shasa Harbe, but obviously if you drink a lot and get drunk to Mishakir, the Asulahoros, then obviously it would be prohibited to Paskin. But that there is like a carte blanche din, a low plug, that you have a drink, you're not allowed to Paskin for a while, so that's not going to apply anymore with the wines that we have Bizman Hazeh. He comes and continues to give some of the details about this.
And you write, why is it here?
Why is it specifically, why is it in this spot? I'm not sure other than maybe he wanted to stick it in. And this, we just had the luck of somebody who could paskin, somebody who shouldn't paskin does is a problem, and then, so maybe it's...
Shouldn't paskin.
You shouldn't paskin if you're drunk, if you're compromised in that way.
Well, it seems to be, he brings in the Rav. It says, Lahoros, after the Rav, Shul Pashat, Umutar Lahoros, Vesmei Rabo, Kishahu Shasri, Asr. So there's some connection to Paskin before it's Rav.
Where do you go?
Towards the end of that hard passage in the Darkei Moshe, he connects it up with the Paskin before it's Rav. The sentence begins with Af, the reveres.
You're correct, but that seems to be a different part of the Darkei Moshe. I think it's just he found this spot that he couldn't pass, a person shouldn't paskin if they're not able to, and that would be an example of a person that shouldn't paskin because they're not able to. Okay, how does this bear itself out then in Shulchan Aruch? So we refer back to Simon Reishman Beis Sif Yud Beis. So the Shulchan Aruch there paskins. So remember, we started with this rush. The rush indicating that for private, real piskei halachas, the parents shouldn't paskin themselves if there is a rav in town. So says the shul, and that's the way he leaned. He wasn't sure, but that's the way he leaned. So says the mechaber in bnei beiso shel talmud hutzrichu lahoros v'shalalo and ask him lo yora lahem b'makom rabo. The same halachos apply. He's not allowed to paskin for them when his rebbe is all around. The lo kol mishemeis rabo mutar leishiv lahoros elim kin higiel oran. If the rebbe has died, you can't just start passing unless you actually are able to. I'm not sure what the chiddush is of that idea. But anyways, the first idea, if your children are there, your children ask you, you can't paskin in front of, you can't even paskin for them in front of your Rebbe. So the Piskei Tshuva here makes a comment. The Piskei Tshuva, hey, says, I am Tshuva's Chavos Yair, Simen Kuch Chav Alef Kasav, Sham B'Pshitos, the Chol Horos, Iser V'Heter, Shebal L'Od Mesoch Beiso, that any shilas that show up to a person inside their house, Shari L'Horos, in Bar Hachiyu, if he's able to paskin. He's allowed to pass in his own house, but I feel makom rabo, even when his rebbe's around. In the Piskei Tshuva. So Piskei Tshuva says from the Chavos Yair that you have a shayla that comes up in your own house, you're allowed to pass and you don't have to worry about the kavod harav. That a Tzurmi Rabban who is looking out for himself be permissible as opposed to his father and mother. But if he has a portion in it, meaning if it's going to, I think it means if it's going to affect him at all, so then he would be permitted to. Then it would be mutter. So there's the source for the Chavos Yair. So it continues the Piskei Tshuva and says v'tema shelo hevi klal divrei hator v'amachaver v'kan, right? That why isn't that Gemara is not quoted here at all? The gamlu divrei harash sham shekasev or shekasev the hadeya noted the daf that and the Chavos Yair doesn't quote the rash that where he seems to lean the daf kubedika sachin she'enu el lechvodu shel chacham aval davar iser v'heter afilu la'atzo asu lahoros makom rabo v'tzarchi in case, and therefore it's questionable what that is. So it's interesting. I mean, you have this Chavos Yair saying that doesn't apply to Iser V'Heter, and then you have the Piskei Tshuva arguing back on him and says, yeah, wow, you seem to be passing against Shulchan Aruch. So where does that leave you, and where does that leave us? I don't know. I don't have a great halach on this. The idea of kavod rabot perhaps doesn't apply. We've pointed that out. The fears of kavod rabot don't apply to zman hazeh. I guess that's what this is. I guess that would be the catch-all for this. That we don't really have Rabbi Muvok's zman hazeh, so this is being framed as a kavod harav gemara. So in which case, maybe it wouldn't apply to zman hazeh.
What does it mean in yesh lo chelik? Also,
I think it means that he has, like, it's gonna be relative to him, meaning it's going to impact him
personally.
I think it means that he has a personal stake in what the psak is going to be.
So then you can make
would make it more likely that you could pass. Yeah, which is also an interesting thing.
I would think that if it's a personal stake,
you would think
that
maybe it would be the opposite. Yes,
you go to rabbis because you have a conflict of interest.
Yeah, so there is a gemara. There is a gemara that in Maseches Nidah it talks about somebody. One of the a woman brought their radika kolas to another amor, and I think he asked her something like, "Why are you bringing it to me?" She said, "Oh, because you're like the real big expert, or maybe or something like that." I mean, it wasn't because it wasn't obvious. Why would according to what you're saying, it should be is a person allowed to paskin their own wives nida shaylas? So he's no gay with her. So the answer is yes. So that's the source in the Gemara to say that yes, you're allowed to. Because he didn't say, the fact that he asked her, there must be a reason why you're not giving it to your husband, indicates that she could be giving it to her husband, just might be some specific reason why it's going to him. So that's a standard thing, that people are permitted to, for all, you don't have a mashkiach in your kitchen, right? You can. There are also shaylos that you would be no gay b'davar on.
Maybe it's more a matter of the fact that if someone comes to you, ask you a question, when you're posking it, then you're just in a way usurping the authority of a rabbi. But if it's something you're doing, you're not usurping authority, you're just deciding what to do. I had this with the woods and the minyan last week. First he asked me whether they can make the minyan later because somebody can't make it, so I said, talk to the rabbi. And then later he can come at 6:30, yes, they told you. That's really gross.
Once there's a shiloh that's asked, so then it's a kavod harav issue. If a person internally to paskin something, so then it would be okay. Right, I mean, that's the chavos yair side, but it seems like the Shulchan Aruch is paskining against that. So again, where does the line get drawn to? This is a shiloh versus this is something that we just do. I don't know how to draw that line. Okay, the Shulchan Aruch does discuss this back and forth. It actually covers two sifim, the Talmud Shalohi Gila Ra that paskins, and then the flip side as well. So there's Mechaber Ramah, Mechaber Ramah, although the second Ramah seems to be going on a different topic. So we'll do Mechaber Ramah, Mechaber. So the Mechaber says, Talmud Shalohi Gila Ra Umora, and paskins anyways, Hareza Shota, Rasha, Vigas Ruach, Valav Nemar, Kirab Mechal, and Mepili. He's going to cause many losses. So the Ramah then comments, "V'talmidim haketanim hakovtzim lahoros v'leishet berosh lehizgadel b'fnei amay haaretz marbim machlokes macharivim haolam." That we have these young talmidim that then go and out and paskin and sit at the head and in front of amay haaretzim, but yet go ahead and paskin anyways. They go and destroy the world. I always wonder where I fit in on this. But,
they're doing it in order to.
Make themselves
the big shots.
Okay. All right. So they erase the Neir of Torah. The Yizayar call Adam period. So that's the first thing, right? So make sure you're in the Sashma, particularly if you're young. The Yizayar call Adam Shaloyora Keshushasu Yain, and everybody should be careful not to paskin if he's drunk. Oh, Shardvarim Hamishakrim, or from other things that can cause drunkenness, not just wine, but other things as well. I feel a bit davar pashit, even if it's simple. Im lo shehu davar bar b'poskim, unless it is something that is clear in the poskim. If it's what's the difference between pashit and clear in the poskim? So the shach asks that question. Vizil kari be'rafu, and something that you could find out in yeshiva. So what is that? What just happened there? The you can't even answer something that's davar pashit, unless it's bar b'poskim, unless it's pashit like that. So the shach and Sif Chaf Aleph here is bothered by that. He asks, how does that work? He says, we did very Harambam.
Sorry, Chaf Aleph. Fourth white line. In the shop.
Down.
Yeah, you got the white lines?
Yeah, I heard here.
Fourth one, Chaf Aleph. You won.
Next page.
If you're on the wrong page, you won't find it.
Sure. So Medivei Rambam Metruma Sedeshin Del El Nira Mavur Dafilu Hudaver Barra Beposkim Kolshe In Mavurish Bemikroshatz Dukim Modimbo Isur Laharos V'Chin Kasev Ha Bach. Right. That how could that what is this allowance of paskening something that is mevur poskim? It said that even if it is clear in the poskim, if it's not clear that the tzedukim would agree to you, so then it's not permitted to paskin. So why did the Ramah say barur b'poskim? It's okay. V'timani al rav shematir b'davar barur b'poskim. Afal pisha nimshach achrei tivri marik. Even though he seems to be following the marik, shemayvi b'darkei Moshe v'chol makom u'yachin neged a Rambam v'trumas adeshin v'gam hu mekel v'gam ha'ma'ayim tivri marik yirah shelo kasav sham kein l'kushta d'milsa el kasav ki ha'yisi saver del inyan mash amru shasui al yorahu shecholei kaspak. Okay, skip over that. How does he paskin at the end? Here, that filu Rabbi Yosi Bar Yehuda dafka lumud shas shari aval. Here we go. There's like a little bold kusav there, kusav abach in the middle. So two lines before that, or whatever, 30 words before that. He says aval lahoros afilu bedavar barur kol she'enu mafurish b'mikra aser. Right, anything that is not explicit in the pasuk is going to be aser ayin sham berashi. So what do you do with the Ramah here? He says ve'efshar demashe kusav harav davar barur b'poskim, that which the Ramah wrote, if it's clear in the poskim. What does Tes Samach stand for?
Toh
Sofer. Right, it's a mistake, it's a misprint. V'tzarech lomar ha-psukim. You needed to say psukim. So unless it's a beferish pasuk in Chumash.
Oh,
psukim
instead of posukim.
Right, it's psukim instead of posukim. That's something that's beferish in a pasuk in Chumash. One shouldn't paskin it if you have any libations going on inside.
Boy, oh boy, that's...
Right, that's a big one, yeah.
Okay,
let's do this other. This is actually a pretty famous line in the Machaber here, in the beginning of Yudalad. Kol Chacham Shegil Lahorav Einu Mora. Right, Hareze Munei Torah V'Nosi Mechshalos V'Nei Rabbi V'Lav Nemar Atzum Kol Harugah. Right, that a Chacham is able to paskin and doesn't, so he's placing Mechsholim. He's placing stumbling blocks in front of the blind. So the Piskei Tshuva is not so famous. That's really just quoting the Gemara. But the Piskei Tshuva here in Ches is pretty prominent. The Piskei Tshuva here comments, Ayin v'mar shah, the Chidushi Agos Perakimel de Sota, right? This appears in Sota Shekasov. That's the Gemara that comments that I think all Tanayim, all those that Paskin, I forget the language, all of... I forgot, but it seems to imply that if you're passing from Mishnayos, so like you've got big problems. So the Marsha comments on that Gemara, Uvidoros Halalu, in our generations, Osam Shemorim Halach Mitocha Shulchan Aruch. Barehim ein yodim tama inyan. They just paskin from the Shulchan Aruch, and they don't know the reasoning behind the Shulchan Aruch. Shal kol davar im lo yedak techu tchila bedavar mitoch haTalmud shehu shimush tamidi chachamim tos nafal b'horasan. Unless they go back to the Gemara, I mean, to just pick up a Shulchan Aruch and paskin is a problem. Unless you go back and learn the background in the Gemara, you're going to make a mistake. Varehin bechlal mavli olam. Ah, there you go. It says kolat noyim mavli olam. That's what the Gemara said. So, what do you mean by mavli olam? Meaning you're like those mavli olam. You're like the destroyers of the world. If you just take a Shulchan Aruch itself, which essentially is a kitzer book, unless with just the words of the Shulchan Aruch itself, right? So then that's going to cause a problem. You have to learn the background of the Shulchan Aruch in order to understand how to apply their psak. So that's what the Marsha was talking about the Shulchan Aruch itself. Therefore, we should protest against them. Ayin sham. That's what the Marasha says. So continues the Piskei Tshuva and says, however, the efshar dafka is man harav Marasha. Maybe that was during his day. Shelo yadayin shum chibur al Shulchan Aruch. Was nobody had yet written a commentary on the Shulchan Aruch. Aval in the b'zman hazeh shenischabru ataz v'shach magin avram v'shari achronim like me, right? V'chein tin Gavur Hatam Mukomo, and the reasons become clear in its space. Shaper Dami Lahoros Mitocha Shulchan Aruch Vachron. So then it would be okay to pass them from the Shulchan Aruch and the Nosei Kelim as well, right? So his concern, and this is, I think what they're driving at, is to just look at something straight, one period in time, one moment in time, one sentence. So you're never going to get the correct psak. You either have to go backwards or you have to go forwards. Right? Shulchan Aruch could serve as a basis, but then you need to look and see how it's played out in the Nosei Kelim, between the Magen Avraham and the Taz and the Shach and the etc. That's one way of seeing it, seeing how the Shulchan Aruch has multiple aspects to it. The other way is to go backwards and to see how the Shulchan Aruch is really coming from a distinction of different machlokasim, etc. And that's how you're able to understand what exactly he's talking about. But to just look at the Shulchan Aruch itself and to paskin straight off of that, so that's what the Piskei Tshuva is. Well, the Marsha / Piskei Tshuva. That's what they would be complaining about. Look, the Shulchan Aruch would be the same thing.
Yeah, I'm trying to understand. That's what I'm saying. It wouldn't
be the same. Right. Well, it's the same issue. I mean, you remember the in the introduction to the Shulchan Aruch, which isn't even published in the editions of the Shulchan Aruch, but in the Rav Yosef Karo wrote the Shulchan Aruch. He said, "I'm writing this so that A, people can become familiar with the language and be able, so that children will be able to know more and just be able to talk more and understand more, or that." And that it will be, it quote some of my conclusions to the Beis Yosef. I think that was the second reason. And the third reason is that you'll be able to have something to review every 30 days. Right? And that's actually the Shulchan Aruch is supposedly designed. I'm not sure how you make out these divisions, but it's supposedly designed to be able to go through it every 30 days. If you take out all those you can, just write the Shulchan Aruch, it will fit in one book. Right, it's not very long. It's that not so much appears on one page anymore, that's what has lengthened it. Okay.